Thank you. What a joy and a privilege it is to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful for God's love, His mercy, His compassion, His goodness, His tenderness toward us. And I just don't quite understand it, but I sure do enjoy it. And I appreciate Him saving a sinner such as myself and giving me the free gift of eternal life. I don't have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. He died in my place. He is my substitute, propitiation, the atonement for my sins. The Bible said, He that knew no sin became sin for me, that I might be made the righteous of God in Him. I've been justified, thank God, through the sacrificial death, the shed blood that He shed. He gave His life-giving flow of His body was His blood. His blood was poured out and spilt on the ground in Pilate's judgment hall, and they beat Him and flogged Him. The Bible said He was bruised for iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was upon Him. And by His stripes were healed, the healing balm, the chief physician, the author and finisher of the Christian faith, is ever lovely Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior of all mankind. And went on to say, it is special to them that believe. He's special to me. He's wonderful to me. And I appreciate what He done for me when I couldn't help myself. I didn't really realize what kind of shape I was in. So I got down to the sound of the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ. I knew I was a sinner, and I've always believed He was the Son of God, but I didn't know Him as my personal Savior. When I got saved, I came to Him and gave up myself and turned from my sins and repented and called on Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He saved me just like it was, and it's been a wonderful 42 years. I'm telling you, I've not endured it. I've enjoyed it. It's a wonderful salvation, and I appreciate His tender mercy and His great love and His compassion toward me as a wretched, vile sinner saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. That folk get on the radio and holler and make fun and make joke about being saved by grace and a sinner saved by grace. That's the only thing, only person that God can save is sinners. He said the righteous need not a physician, or the holy need not a physician, but those that are sick. And so everybody's a sinner. Everybody's sinned and comes short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid your iniquities all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you get healed. He's the healing balm, the chief physician. If you go to heaven, you'll have to be justified in the sight of God. You're a vile sinner. Isaiah said, our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Our righteousness, according to the flesh, beloved, is depraved and vile and undone and no good. Man in his very best state, the Bible said, is altogether vanity. All of us are sinners. All of us are found guilty before God. All of us have violated God's law. Furthermore, we were shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have depraved, Adamic, fallen nature, beloved, born in us. We're born in this wretched flesh. It comes with a fleshly birth by one man sinning in the world. Sin, of course, on all mankind, sinners, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. But I'm glad the Savior came and, of course, eradicated sin for those that would repent, give up themselves and accept and believe and receive what He done at Calvary as the only atonement for our sin. The Bible said there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby all the world must be saved. He's a must. He's a necessity. He's the Son of the living God, the Savior of all mankind, especially to them that believe. Thank God He's special to me. He helped me when I couldn't help myself, and I've never got over it. It's just gotten better and better and better and better. That's a wonderful song that says, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I've learned to love Him more and more. He's the one I'm looking for. He's the one I'm longing for. Every day with Jesus is absolutely and positively sweeter than the day before. Brother, to know Him is to love Him. I'll guarantee you, when you get saved, I'll guarantee you, make a complete turnaround in your life, and I'll guarantee you, old things will pass away, all things become new to you when you get born, of course, in a new nature, divine nature, born in you, born with a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, guarantee you to make an automatic change in your life. The Bible said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature, all things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. What a blessing, what a joy it is to know Him as my personal Savior. And most of the world knows about Him. And most of the world thinks or proclaims that they themselves have a personal experience of grace, or that they've been saved. They don't really realize what it is to be saved, have their sin forgiven. They think because they've turned over a new leaf, they've joined up with the church, they've got baptized, and they made a mouth confession, and the pastor or somebody in the congregation, maybe one of the deacons, whoever it might have been, coached them into it and talked them into it. Beloved, you don't talk people into salvation. The Bible said salvation, the Lord That's a gift of God, beloved. God can only alone save you from sin. He's the only one that can deal with it. That's the operation of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The weapon, peace, beloved, of the soul, the Spirit, the Word of God. And this God divide the Son, the soul, the Spirit, joy and marriage. Give the Son of us thinking intent and thought of your heart. The Bible says, please God by the fruit it says, preach and save them that believe. And you can't believe and won't believe, beloved, that is Bible belief, real genuine faith, an unfinished faith. Beloved, you will have a real positive faith, a genuine faith, that the Word of God convicts you, and then you get converted by your conviction, and nobody can do that for you, beloved. Only the Holy Spirit can deal with you. No man's going to come to the Father except by the Son, and the Spirit of God got to draw you and deal with you. He's got to put you under a spiritual arrest. And when he does, you've got to submit yourself and give yourself and yield yourself and plead your case before him as a guilty sinner. And when you come into his presence, come before his court, beloved, you'll have to say, I'm guilty of sin. I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. God have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus. I'm tired and sick of myself. I want to get saved. God forgive me of my sin, beloved, not tongue in cheek. But when you really mean that, it won't that. And you've been dealt with by the Holy Spirit of God through the preaching of the Word of God, you're a candidate, beloved, to get saved. The Bible said it pleased God by the fullness of preaching to save them that believe. You can't believe, you've not heard, you can't hear without a preacher, beloved. It's got to be somebody who's been sent by God. They can't preach except they be sent. Now, salvation is a gift of God. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not church membership. It's not water baptism. It's not a case of the new bread. It's a turning over a new leaf. It's a case of the feel good. The feel bad is blended. You can do things that are just good and treat your neighbor well and do some act of charity. That makes you feel good in your heart. That's a wonderful thing. And that's what it's supposed to be. That's a God-given conscience that you have. When you do things good and do things right, it brings satisfaction. It brings a certain amount of pleasure to oneself. And that's good. But, beloved, that's not going to justify you. You'll get all emotionally fresh. A lot of folks do, and they do even nowadays. And I'm grieved for them, and I'm not against them. I have people that come around me and always calling hallelujah and glory to God. They claim it, they believe it, they don't have it. I'm not sick, and they're just about to pass out. Well, that's a bunch of foolishness and nonsense. Yes, they're sick, and yes, they need help. And God have mercy on them, beloved. All the sports out of all these old people running around and calling hallelujah and glory to God and all this mess. I'm not talking about when it's real, genuine in heaven. I'm talking about all the sports and all this confusion, beloved. They've got that when the so-called preachers and pastors are not a thing in the world but a two-legged rat and a vulture, beloved, and a buzzard, and a wolf in sheep clothing. I call these preachers on the TV, the majority of them, I call them religious thieves. That's all they are. Multi-millionaire preachers. God have mercy. Listen at their sermons. They're dedicated to one thing. That's themselves, and they want to rob. And they're robbers, and they're thieves, beloved, and they're burglars. Everything that the vile is, that's who they are. That's what they represent. Their sermons are on the blessings of giving. If you give, God will return it tenfold or fiftyfold, and all this kind of hogwash. God have mercy. That's not biblical. That's not scriptural. They pull some scriptures out of context, twist it around to suit their own fancy. The Bible said that they wrestle with the scriptures. These are evil people, ungodly people. Trees without water, trees without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Brother, they're a bunch of bums, a bunch of vultures, and wolves in sheep clothing, and they're not saved. And God have mercy on these poor, pitiful people, brother, that sits under the sound of their voice and in their congregation. And just because it sounds right, they don't have any real knowledge themselves about the Bible, so they take it to be the gospel and the fact, and this is being the truth. When they hear these apostates, and they're polished up, beloved, they learn from other people, and they read behind other people, and they can quote the scripture. Sometimes they can write the Bible scripture when it suits their fancy, when they've heard it from somebody else. But, beloved, the Bible said these men of corrupt minds, reprobated minds, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. These men are just a bunch of apostates, they're wolves in sheep clothing. God have mercy. I would that God, beloved, that all this all be mopped up and cleaned up and knocked off the TV, and the government ought to get them. And of course, I know we have religious freedom. I'm glad for that. But these churches are in all kinds of money-making schemes, and they're making all kinds of money off every type of thing and investments. And God have mercy. The God didn't call the church to get out there and get into the business that is worldly business and a money-making machine. God called people that's been saved by the grace of God to get out and share the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ and get out in the highways, the byways ahead of you, and compel them to come in to help the needy and to help the lost. We're to get out there seeking to save that which is lost. We need to get out there and find them and help them and rescue them from the perils and the danger that they're in. God have mercy on all these stinking apostates, so-called themselves, pastors and preachers and bishops, whatever they get, what they esteem themselves to be, some type of title of it, or prophetess, whatever they want to call themselves. They're that, all right, but they're buzzards of the devil. That's exactly what they are. They're wolves in sheep clothing. They're dumb dogs that can't bark. God have mercy on these apostates. But I'm thankful to know that one thing for sure, the Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are his. Now, they may fool men, and they fool a lot of people, beloved, but they will not fool God. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, the same shall he also reap. If we sow our flesh will reap corruption. And beloved, they are corrupt. They're corrupt minds, reprobate minds, ever running but never able to come to the knowledge of these men, beloved, are apostates. And God have mercy, they've always been. You better read your Bible during the days of Jesus, during the days of the old prophets of old, in the Old Testament. Well, while the woods were full of them, they were outnumbered. I mean, quite a big ratio, even in the time of Elijah. It was 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the grove. Well, all of us made mention just of the one of Elijah. And I know God had other people, but in comparison to that, brother, that was 850-1. And I dare say it's even worse than that today. God have mercy. You'll have to go long and far to find somebody who's genuine, somebody that's real, who really is concerned about souls and not interested in what you got in your back pocket. Most folks' colors, green, that's what they're looking for, but green. They don't want anything that rattles the plate when they pass it around. They want that silent money. Of course, they pass it around again if they don't get enough, or they'll get you to pledge. Of course, even money you need for your bills, and they'll try to drain it out of you. A bunch of vultures, a bunch of buzzards. God have mercy on these apostates. Again, the Lord knoweth them that are his. They may deceive and fool man, but they won't deceive God. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Yes, sir, you're not going to deceive God. You're not going to fool God. One day you'll wind up burning the place of eternal torment and damnation, an unquenchable fire, brother, and you'll get what you got coming, and you'll be deserving every bit of it. God have mercy on you if you listen to me this afternoon. I feel summed it all. But anyhow, I hope you'll get saved. You folks that listen to me that's not saved, my prayer to God is for you that you'll get saved. Get past religion. Religion can't save you, but Jesus can. He's the author and the finisher of the Christian faith. But the right way begins when you get saved, you'll finish it. Don't worry about holding on and holding out when you get into his hand, beloved, and that'll separate you from his love. What a wonderful salvation. Now, see, my time just about gone. I want you to write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in his name. Amen.